Welcome to the Mind, Soul and Spirit podcast, where we talk all about concepts of the self, soul purpose, finding meaning and all things spirituality. Here you'll find episodes filled with the deep and meaningful and free from the small talk. My name's Marnie, I'm an intuitive healer, spiritual channel and guide, here to offer support and insight to you on your spiritual journey. Everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm really excited to bring something new to the podcast. I am introducing a series called Soul Sessions, and this is the first episode of that series. I am really excited about this. I had a bit of a download the other day about having people on to have a bit of a chat and a conversation about spirituality, life, and just to really connect with different people. Have some deep and meaningful conversations, and hopefully you will enjoy hearing about other people's, I guess, approach to life and how they look at things from a spiritual lens and how they are using spirituality to help get them through their lives at the same time. I am really excited as well to bring people on the podcast who are doing quite powerful, purposeful work within the world to help other people feel their best and to help people reach the best version of themselves possible, similar to the work that I am doing. And I'm really excited to have Casey Anderson on the podcast today. She is a mindset and confidence coach passionate about helping anxious girlies feel delusionally confident in themselves and their decisions. And Casey has beautiful energy. We have a little bit of a history in that we went to high school together, and then we've kind of just circled back around into each other's lives as we've both embarked on our own spiritual journeys and are now working with other people to, help them feel their best and be their best. And it's just really, really beautiful to be able to have this conversation with Casey, and I really hope that you guys enjoy it. We are talking all about relationships. We're talking about alignment, what it feels like to be in alignment, trust, and trusting the timing of your life. And I really loved having this conversation with Casey. I think you guys will really enjoy listening to it. Yeah, she has just got beautiful, beautiful energy. She's doing some amazing work, and if you are in the hunt for a coach, then I definitely recommend you checking out her offerings. I will attach all of her info as well to the show notes so that if you do want to track her down on her socials, then you will be easily able to do that. I also loved this conversation because Spirit popped in to deliver some messages to Casey to help her through some things that she's been going through. So I felt really fortunate to be able to deliver those to Casey during the episode, even though it was unplanned. Anywho, I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I really hope that you guys are just as excited about the Soul Session series as what I am.
Amazing. So before I hit play today, I was chatting with Marnie and I was just saying, how incredible is it that we get to sit here with a nice cup of tea and chat, have these deep and meaningful conversations, and we get to share them with people and help people by hearing them. So thank you so much, Marnie, for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so excited. And I love that we can do this too. I think it's incredible to be able to share our ideas and thoughts and feelings about different topics, and someone out there will be listening and resonating with what we're talking about, what we're going through. I just feel like it's really special.
You're right. It is so, so special, because the more I have these conversations, the more people I get to connect with on levels like this. It's become so clear we're all going through something similar. We can all benefit from sharing and learning and knowing we're not alone in it all, because it can be tough, but we've got each other.
100%. And one of my little
I guess, mantras in my life is that you never know when you can learn something from someone else. So I think it's always a really important mindset to just be open and just be open to new connections and to talking to different people, because you never know when they'll just say something and it just lands in your heart space so strongly, and you just, you know, learn something new that you probably might not have expected to learn from someone. So yeah, that's one of my little life messages that I love.
That's so, yeah, so beautiful, because all you need to do is be open. You don't even have to have like this belief that like, oh, we all have the same ideas about the world. Because obviously we don't, but like just being open and curious allows that like receptive energy, instead of like putting up a wall, like, no, there's no way I could connect with this person because we're so different. It's like, well, actually, what could I take? What could I learn? Even if we're not exactly the same, we're going to have some, maybe they have some good ideas.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's like that idea of just being open is so, so important for developing really strong friendships and relationships and connecting with people, because that's the other thing is like, if you're not open to, I guess, building a connection with someone, you never know, you might be hindering yourself from actually developing a really beautiful friendship with someone or a really beautiful relationship with someone. So I feel like, yeah, being open is like the number one rule for any interactions that you're having with anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And so simple too. And relationships was something we are going to talk about today, and we've ended up there very beautifully. So yeah, and I often reflect on how throughout my own personal development journey, my relationships have really changed. To put a long story short, prior to coming to understand myself and my emotions and my fears and all of that, my relationships were very surface level to like a lot of degrees. Like, I didn't know a lot of stuff about my parents, like a lot of the deeper stuff. And we'd talk about like the weather. It was lots of complaining and gossip. And a lot of times I'd leave like group hangs and I wouldn't feel that good. And that's just completely different. And I know you feel, well, you can relate to some of that too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the deeper that you get to understand and know yourself, the deeper you're able to connect to someone else, 100%. And, you know, we have different relationships for lots of different reasons. And if you want to look at it as from a spiritual lens, as I tend to look at life quite spiritually with my work, there's a lot of ways that you can look at your different relationships and the purpose of them. But until you, like, I guess the more authentically you can be yourself, the better aligned your relationships come. And that is why when people go through spiritual journeys or spiritual awakenings, or they learn new information about themselves, our relationships and our friendships with other people will shift very dramatically. Because if our energy isn't aligned anymore, if my energetic frequency is not matching your energetic frequency, there becomes an imbalance. And what can happen is, it's like you might be up on this high vibration, this high frequency, and then you might have someone else on this lower frequency, or this someone who's probably a little bit down in that, wanting to gossip all the time, or really negative, or just not really, you know, enjoying life, you know. And what happens is you either need to come down to their level to have an alignment, to feel that alignment, or they have to rise to meet your energetic frequency for there to become, to get back onto that same vibration where the friendship or the relationship feels, what's the word? Like, feels purposeful and feels meaningful and feels like it's right.
Yeah, so true. And it's still hard, I think, when you've been friends with someone for a long time, even if it was that like, complaining, gossiping, like stuff, still really cared for those people and like learning to let go of them. Even like I could see so many times, and I was starting to notice those feelings after seeing these people. I would feel really down. I'd come home and I'd start fights with my partner, for example. I have one memory in my mind where that happened, and I'm like, all that happened was I was with some work colleagues gossiping and complaining about work the whole time. So I came back in this low vibe energy and just was like, took it out on him. And he was like, cool. But I was noticing this happening more and more and still ignoring it and still hanging out with these people. And I would get more and more messages from the universe, from my body, that I would just ignore, push down. No, it's fine. Like, these are my friends. I'll make it work. And you know what? Now I don't talk to them anymore. I wish them all the best. But that was, I had to come to accept that was, they were there in that time of my life for whatever reasons. And now it's time we're not aligned anymore.
Yeah, not on the same energetic frequency. Yeah. And it's totally fine. And I think one thing you need to remember, though, is with letting go of friendships, if that friendship is truly meant to be in your life, that friendship will circle back around in some way. So I've had challenges with friendships very similar. You know, I was going through this really deep, journey within myself, and I was almost like nesting in a stage and wanting to spend time with myself so that I could better understand myself and connect with my spirituality. And I've had friendships where that it was becoming really draining for me to spend time with them. And what I've actually found is, as I've gone or set the boundaries with those people and gone, I don't really want to gossip about this, or I don't really want to get really bogged down in this, like, can we change the conversation to something, or decided to say spend less time with them because I know that it drains my energy. It's funny how these people, they've either fallen away and I haven't seen them again, or I haven't heard from them, or whatever, or they've actually come back in a different energetic space. So they've actually gone, I still want to maintain this friendship, so I'm going to put in some work. And, you know, it takes a balance from the two of you to be able to decide, you know, is the friendship worth continuing, or is the friendship, you know, it's served its purpose and we've been who we've needed to be for each other for that time. And now we can move on and we can let go and we can develop new friendships with other people.
I love that so much. And that, a huge thing I took from that is that there was part of me obviously getting some need from that relationship as well, obviously not in the most resourceful way, but perhaps they were feeling the same, like not lit up by that conversation. And by us setting a boundary like that, they can be like, oh yeah, actually I'm not feeling good either. This is a good change. And yeah, if it's meant to be, it will be. If not, bless and let go.
Yep. 100%.
That's my motto recently, let go.
yes, let it go. I love that. And I mean, we have different friendships for different reasons, different relationships for different reasons. Like, if you want to look at it, you know, if you kind of meet someone and you get to know someone, it's really handy to kind of decide within yourself or investigate, what is this relationship either trying to teach you, or what is it reflecting in you? Is it supporting you with something specific? Like, what is the actual purpose of this relationship? Because we have lots of different reasons as to why people cross paths with us. And I think it makes it a lot easier to either let go if you need to let go, or continue on with the friendship if that's what you need to do, by actually assessing what sort of relationship or friendship this is. You know, so we have like soulmate connections, we have karmic connections, we have twin flame connections, and then we've got like this outer collective soul family energy. And I think once you kind of decide where these people fit in, or where this relationship fits in into your journey, possibly into their journey as well, it just helps you to navigate those friendships a lot easier, I think.
That's so cool. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to sit down and think about like, yeah, how that could play in. And I already have some things coming to me like, yeah, I'm sure they were there to teach me that. And I find so much comfort in knowing even the more difficult relationships had a purpose, which is why I love spirituality, because it just, it's the comfort, it's the, like, it provides explanation. And for me, when I have a lot of fears about uncertainty, having yep. things explained and being okay that sometimes it's not clear
yep.
is so, yeah, so helpful.
Yeah, and I think as well in that situation, like if you've learned a lesson from someone or whatever, and you look at it in that lens, in that, okay, this is a lesson that I learned from this relationship, or this was the purpose of this relationship, it actually makes it easier to bring forgiveness mm-hmm. into that relationship if it didn't end well.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, when you go through challenges with your friendships and your relationships, if you've come to a crossroads and you've gone, okay, yeah, this is not working anymore, it allows you to heal, move forward, forgive who you need to forgive, whether that be yourself or the other person, so much easier.
Yeah.
Because there's purpose behind it, you know?
Absolutely. And that is so huge in you, yeah, being able to heal.
Yeah, when you look at your relationships and work out why they've come into your life for whatever reason, like your soulmate relationships, they are usually to help you to heal, help you to learn something new in a way that's going to push you forward on your path. Maybe it's just because you have a special bond and you have things that you need to achieve together, like maybe that's children or maybe a business venture or the purpose of being loved by someone or giving love to someone else. Like there's lots of different reasons for soulmate connections that can be in friendships as well. Like I've got my best friend, we've known each other for years and years and years. I think we met just before high school and we have been a constant in each other's life. And it's beautiful because we've had times where we've worked together. Then, you know, she moved away and I stayed here and we maintained that friendship. And then I moved to be closer to her and we were together for a little time. And then she moved away to be with a partner. And then we ended up back together working at the same school. And then we're now currently in our distant part. And it's beautiful when you can develop those connections with people like that. And it's like, it's so important to maintain those relationships that are really supportive.
Yeah.
Like, and we can say, yeah, it didn't work. We need to let go of each other. But that's not always the case. Like sometimes you're just slightly on different pages and like it's about the support and the comfort and, you know, the positive things that that person can bring into your life and that you can bring into them. So like it's not to say if there's a challenge we just go, okay, that's enough, let's let it go. That's not what we're trying to say here. It's just, you know, it's just really important to reflect on those relationships and reflect whether they are purposeful and meaningful.
Oh yeah. I'm so glad you said that because I was going to ask, what do you think a soulmate connection is? Because to me, I go back to like your partner, like lover sort of soulmate connection like that, but it can be friends too.
Oh, 100%. And it's funny, like what's coming to me now is that, so soulmate connection, I think as well, people think it's okay, they're a soulmate and I'm with them right now. Like if we look at it as a romantic relationship, they're my soulmate. We're going to get married. We're going to have kids. We're going to do all the things. We're going to spend the rest of our lives together. And that's not always the case. Like you can be with your soulmate for 6 or 7 years and then you reach a stage where, you know, you fulfill that purpose. Being fulfilled, and then maybe it is time to let go and move on to a next stage in your journey. So I think there's a lot of preconceived ideas about what a soulmate is, but you can look at it in so many different lights, in friendships, in, you can even look at it as like teacher-student relationships as well, like in mentoring connections. Like one idea that pops into my head now is that if you think back to your schooling, so say your high school or your primary school, and say you had one teacher that just like, it's like they just looked at you and they could just understand you. They knew exactly what you needed all the time. Like that is still an example of a soulmate connection, you know, like someone being put in your path for a really powerful reason, whatever that may be. So I think there's lots of different ways that you can look at the soulmate connections.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking now, like, how do you know? But thinking of everyone who comes to mind, it's just a feeling.
Oh, you just know. It's like, it's like you, I know this might sound really cheesy, but it's almost like that love at first sight feeling.
Yeah.
Like it's like you look at them when you're in their energy or around them, you just connect on like a really deep level. Like you just know that you and this other person have things that you need to do together. You know, or there's purposes for why you've been brought together. And yeah, it's 100% a feeling, definitely. Yeah. And like what comes into my mind now as well is like past life connections. It's like it's like you feel like you've known them before. You've just met them and you feel like you've known them for years and years and years. That is also a really strong indicator that you've got a soulmate connection there.
Oh, that's so nice, because you know what I just realized is before we press play, we were talking about how we went to high school, the same high school, but we didn't know each other personally. Small town vibes, like I knew of you for a really long time, and then not long ago, like in the last couple of years, saw you were doing this sort of work and I was like, oh my god, that's so cool, and she has a business and I'm starting mine. And I can't remember reached out to who, but I was just like, yeah.
it gives me chills. It gives me chills. And this is like the cycling back around. It's like if you meet someone and, you know, maybe your paths don't cross, they'll just circle back around if they're meant to at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have just been for us, for example, like we knew each other in high school. And maybe that's what we needed. We needed some sort of connection to then reach out to each other now, which like what, 10 years later or whatever, like something crazy like that.
So crazy.
11 years later, I think. Yeah. So it's funny how honestly everything's connected, I swear.
Yeah, it is. And when you start being open, and I started just asking, what if it was possible? What if it was possible there was something greater at play, something bigger here, like I'm here for a purpose to learn these lessons and everything's happening for a reason. Just what if? And that simple mindset shift was all I needed to start seeing the synchronicities and the signs and the lessons, and here we are.
Yeah, it's just like you can hit the ground running then, isn't it? It just like turns something on. It like... And I guess that's why it's called a spiritual awakening. It's like you were asleep, no idea about, you know, this bigger dimension that we have around us. And then all of a sudden it just clicks and you're like, oh crap, there's actually so much more to life than just waking up, going to work, coming home from work, you know, eating dinner. Like it's, and life is still all about that. It's so funny because I'm trying to look at life as in we're still here for a human experience. Like our purpose is still to do the washing and to eat all the foods that we want to eat. And like there's still purpose in those really mundane life activities, which I think we can talk about this greater purpose, but your purpose is actually to live and to experience Earth. Like, and I know that's like a really woo-woo concept, but that is your purpose. Your purpose is to be here and to live and to experience life. Yeah. And then there's also deeper reasons as to why you are here. Mm-hmm. What is the mission that you're trying to achieve, you know?
Yeah. I love that because it brings a new energy to like doing the washing.
Oh, 100%.
I am here. I'm a human and I get to wash my clothes.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm trying to really look at that in a really positive light at the moment for me, because if I spend too much time in my spiritual energy and not in my 5D energy, I feel a real disconnection. Like it's really hard to explain, but it's like you can end up just not feeling like you're meant to be here. Or you're not meant to be on Earth, like as in this is not my home, or, you know, you get this disconnection. So bringing yourself back to, no, my purpose right now is to live and I'm going to spend my time doing all of the mundane things that I am here to do, and I'm also going to do all these greater, more purposeful things that I'm also here to do as well. It's like finding that balance and that duality is so important. Like, we can't just always be in this,
no,
this real spiritual energy, otherwise
yeah. Might just fly delusion. Away.
That's 100%. You just mean you would just lift off the earth 100%.
That is so, yeah. So I'm a bit, I don't know how to put it into words, and I get really hard on myself with like my spiritual journey because I'm still finding resistance and being impatient and a bit of a control freak. Again, it's the letting go and then just letting it unfold. But I'm here and I'm like, that sounds so cool. I want to go up there.
It's I'm just getting now, you might have to cut this out if you don't want, but like your thing is like impatience is that you're like, I just want this now. Like, I don't want to wait until the end of the year. I don't want to have to wait until then, you know, things unfold. I just want to do this all right now. And so, you're learning a little bit of a lesson on that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have things right now.
Mm.
Because it's just not the right time yet.
Yeah.
And there are just a few little lessons, possibly a few little hurdles that you just need to jump over first before you can actually get where your goal is. Because what they're saying now is that, like, your goal is what, like, the vision that you have for yourself is where you're going to get to. And they give me chills now. So don't feel like where you want to be is unreachable or untouchable or not achievable because your progress or your movement through life is not feeling fast.
Mm.
Like, it's not feeling like everything's, like, things are falling into place, yes, but you're wanting things to fall into place quicker.
Mm.
And so when they don't fall into place really quick, it's almost like you doubt a little bit, like, whether where you're wanting to go is where you're meant to be going. But the message is just remind yourself that you are on the right path and that you are going to get where you want to go. Like, your vision, I feel, is really strong in your mind, really strong in your heart as well as what you, as to what you want to achieve, and you're going to get there. And it's just like, let's go.
I'm getting emotional because, like, if I needed any confirmation that spirituality and that is real, it's right there, because everything you say hits so deep and just explains so much of, like, my thoughts and my feelings about business and the spirituality stuff. Like, so thank you. I'm not cutting that out because...
Sorry about that. I did warn you before that sometimes, like, I'll get a little message come through, and, you know, I just need to trust and deliver that to you, because, and, like, you getting emotional, like, that's confirmation for me that what I'm picking up on. So, and I get my messages through lots of different ways, but what I'm picking up on is exactly what you need to hear in that moment. So at the same time, it's like, you're getting confirmation for what you need, and I'm getting confirmation what I also need. Mm-hmm. And, like, one of the things that I think we both having in common as well is just needing to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trust in ourselves, trust in the journey, trust in the path that we're on. Like, and what I'm getting now is that I feel like both of us, and I feel like I might get emotional now, but both of us have had quite, I don't want to say extreme, but we've had situations in our life that have been really pivotal to getting us onto this journey that we're on.
Mm,
and so, I always look at our situations in life in that our hardships and our challenges, that teaches us how we're going to be able to help the greater community or the greater collective or the people that we attract into our circle. So quite often, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but when you first started seeing clients, all of your clients, were they coming to you with situations that you've personally been through and personally experienced?
Yeah.
And so that is confirmation that you are exactly where you need to be, and you have been prepared through your real life experiences to now do the work that you're doing.
Yeah, so equipped to do it, because I know exactly how they're feeling, and I can come from a place of, like, compassion and understanding, and also, like, it's fucking hard. Like, and I can give them that permission to just let it be hard and let it be a bit shit for a while.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, we'll work on it, but it's okay. And you're going to get through it because I have to this point. Obviously, always still work to do. But yeah, I can totally see that everything I went through with anxiety, depression, now gives me all the tools I need to help my clients. And I hear so often how much more approachable I am because I can be open about my journey.
And the key word here that's coming to me is empathy, in that you can physically look at your client and like feel exactly how they feel and seriously like put yourself into their shoes wholeheartedly, because you know, like what you said, you know exactly how it feels. So you're able to offer that comfort in that, yes, what you're going through is really difficult right now, but also I know that you are going to be able to get through this, and I know that you can get through it because I've got through it. So it's almost like evidence for them in that if I can move through this, you can move through this. You know, there's no difference between, and I mean, there is a big difference between every single person, but at the same time, at some point, we've also all been like equipped with what we need to be equipped with to move through what we need to move through. And that like comes back to your purpose as well, in that all of your challenges, all of your difficulties, your struggles, your conflicts that you've had with other people, you are experiencing them at the right time because you have what you need to be able to move through them. It's like life, the universe, spirit, whatever you want to believe in, they bring in these challenges at the right time for you to be able to move through them. They know that, okay, she can face this challenge right now because we know that she's going to be able to see this situation as an experiment or an event that's going to help you to grow. It's not going to get you so bogged down that you're going to give up. You've got what you need now to face the challenge, assess the challenge, and, you know, experience all of the negative emotions that you need to experience around that situation. And then you're going to be able to pick yourself up and move through it.
And I'm just thinking, like, as well, we both, obviously, yeah, we got the lessons through the challenges we went through, and we both realized we were kind of living out of alignment up until May. I'm not sure how recently that was for you.
I think I had been feeling a little bit out of alignment for probably a good 2 years, to be honest, before I decided to get out onto my journey with my business. But I mean, like, I'm still having times now where I do feel out of alignment, you know, but I also know that what I'm in right now is what I have to be in right now. So I know that when the time to make changes comes, I'll be able to recognize that to move through it. And like, how are you feeling right now in your alignment with your journey?
I have moments of real gratitude because I'm working a 7-day fortnight. So it's real. I have a lot of time to work on my business and to live my life and plan my wedding. And we're doing our garden. Like, it should be a really good balance, but I still get, like, again, it's the impatience and the frustration that I need the 9-to-5. Still, I'm like, I just want to be doing my business full time. So it's really good to hear that it is not time yet, and that I will know, because I guess I one of the self-talk things I experienced quite often recently is like, how will I know? Like, what if it's never the right time and I need to make a jump? So maybe the jump is now.
So what comes to me right now is security is one thing for you right now. Like, you need to feel secure in like your work and your job. And unfortunately, from time to time with our work, especially in the beginning, it can feel not as secure as what you want it to be. Like, it's our work that we do is not, it's a very energetic way of operating business or by doing work, right? So we have this 9 to 5. It's like, for me, for example, I work for the education department. I know that if I show up to school, I'm going to get paid on the days of the fortnight. So there's this security. And I guess this comes back to like conditioning that we've all been through, in that you go to school, then you go to uni or you go to TAFE and you get a trade, or you know, get some sort of bachelor degree, or, and then you work and you work for the rest of your life, and you go on maternity leave and you have kids, and, you know, we're conditioned to feel or to look at life as that is success, where we are kind of shifting away from that into work that is really energetic and is quite spiritual, in that you attract people within your, into your energy field to work with them based on how your energy is, if that makes sense. So it's not as, it can be not as secure as showing up to school or showing up to your department job that you have. But what needs to happen, and you have to tell me if you resonate with this, is that this idea that, okay, school for me, being a teacher for me, is secure. I know I'm going to get paid. We almost need to look and change the mindset of the business, our businesses, and our soul work, in that this also is very secure. And it's like, you need to trust within yourself, trust within the universe, that the security that you need, or that you, that you need, you desire, can still come through your business. But not right now. So, like, the time will come, but just not right now, because there's other goals that you're still wanting to achieve. And for me, I'm feeling like they're financial goals, and I feel like it's probably, you've just mentioned a wedding, so I feel like there's probably some financial goals with wedding, some financial goals for the house. Do you own a house? Have you built a house or something? So you've got other goals, and you know that right now the goals that you have, you are going to feel more comfortable with having this extra security from this extra income, and that's okay. You know, we can do two things at once. Okay, that's like a money gen thing. We can do this. You are a money gen, right?
Yeah, I am a money gen.
It's okay to balance.
So many things.
Yeah.
And you're so, I want to go back to what you said about success, because I saw me living out of alignment was what I thought success was based on what society had told me. So it was exactly what you said. Go to university, get a bachelor's degree, work the rest of your life in that one field, married at 25 with two children, in own a house, okay? And so I got to 25 and I was like, fuck. I have a partner who I love very much, but we're not married. There's no kids, and thank God. Like, me at 25, I mean, me now at 28 could not have the kids. So.
You want to have kids?
Maybe. Yeah. I just know right now is not the time, and this could be a whole other conversation. I still, because a lot of our friends have kids, and I see them and how amazing it is, and I'm like, oh my God, that would be so good. But then again, I'm like, I love the freedom we have. I love sleep. I love spending time just with my partner. We have the wedding. I want to fit in my dress. Like, it's not the time. So I actually have very, very well placed a boundary on thinking about kids until after the wedding, and we don't talk about it, because I was like, one minute I want them, next no. And it was so energetically taxing, and I'm like, this doesn't need to be somewhere where my energy is going right now. It's not, I know it's not the right time, but I'm again looking at society around me, and I'm like, should I be doing that? Coming back to me, no, not right now. Not even a thought until the end of the year.
It's so easy to compare yourself to other people's journeys these days with social media, and like just having friends around you that are doing things that maybe you're not doing. It's so easy to question whether you're doing the right thing or making the right choices. Am I in alignment? Am I doing what I need to be doing? And it's so important to just come back to yourself, like what you said when I come back to myself, it's a no. When I look at everyone else, I'm like, oh, maybe it's a yes, you know. Mm-hmm. So important to listen to what your intuition, what your energy is telling you, to work out whether you are in alignment or whether mm-hmm. you're not. But at the same time, it's like if you're looking at someone else and say they've got two kids and they've got a house or something, and you have this feeling inside you that, oh, that would be quite nice to have one day, that also can be your soul hinting to you that that's something that's going to come for you in the future.
Mm.
So it's really important to listen to yourself and listen to your energy, intuition, when you're making choices and making decisions.
So true. And you know what I just realized is that you said that, and I have a pattern, because I think I see that people have kids, and I'm like, immediately, I should be doing that right this moment.
Yeah. But you don't have to.
Isn't that funny? And again, like, the more we continue to learn about ourselves, so now I have more confirmation that I but I find myself invited and wanting to work on the fact, like, why do I feel like I need everything right now? And what's the harm in waiting?
Yeah.
I'll word it better when I sit down with my journal.
Yeah. It's like, it's that instant, like, life now, how it is with technology being involved as well. We're in a very instant society. It's like, if I want to buy something online, I can just log on and I've bought it in 2 seconds, rather than having to drive an hour to the store, walk around the store to find the thing that I want, and then, you know, go through the checkout, talk to the checkout lady, then get your bag scanned as you walk out. You know, like, it's just like that as an example, in that our life has become very instant. We want things now because that's how technology and how life and society has been evolving. But we really need to try and get back into that grounded energy, which is very much a spiritual process of grounding back into ourselves and thinking, do I actually need to do that right now? Do I need that thing right now? Is that something that I actually do want, or is it something that, you know, I'm looking around and comparing myself and everyone else has got it, so I feel like I probably need it too, when maybe you don't.
Yeah. So true. And I started that because that vision of success I once believed, the 25 kids uni degree, I was working in the career that I went to uni for, and I hated it. And I tried like six, my resume is so long.
Yeah.
I tried job after job in that industry, and just, it wasn't it. And I was like, what's happening? And then felt fear around leaving the industry because it felt like a failure.
Yeah.
And then, but I found then every decision I've made after that, to like recognizing it wasn't the industry, finding what I feel is my purpose, helping others move through anxiety and coaching and stuff. The more I learn, like, it's still tough, obviously, and I'm definitely not perfect, but it still feels really good and exciting.
Mm.
And is that kind of what you... like, how's your journey been from coming into this?
Yeah. And I'm like listening to you saying, you know, I've tried a million different degrees, and it's like that's the universe highlighting for you that, no, this is not in alignment for you. No, this is not for you. This is not for you, not for you, not for you, until you've kind of got to the right place. Because this is something that I'm learning as well, is that at some point you still need to decide what you want, but the universe will show you where you're meant to be by putting blocks in place. And if things work out straight away and it's easy and it falls into place, then yeah, we're on a run, we're in alignment. Whereas if you're trying something and it's like, no, you get shut down or you get fired or you fail or whatever it is, in some situations you need to fail to grow, but like you trying all your courses and just consistently not feeling like it's right, that's the universe telling you that you're out of alignment. And it's so funny that you asked that question now, because while you were talking, I was thinking and reflecting in my head about what has been a common theme for me when I have been out of alignment and how it's pushed me to create changes. And a lot of the time it's how I feel within myself, but it's also within relationships or say people that I've met along the way. And it's almost like, it's really hard to explain, but it's almost like I've been bullied, or I've, you know, had nasty people say nasty things to me over and over again to almost like get me to the point where I'm like, I can't do this anymore because this is not good for my mental health. And I've had to make changes in that way. So it's like the frustration has been a very huge energy for me, in that if I feel frustrated about something, like if I feel it really deeply, where I feel it in my whole body and it's like, this is so frustrating and I'm cranky and I'm shitty all the time, that is like, you are not on the right path. It's like, girl, you are, no, you need to make changes. Or then it's led further. If I've not listened to that frustration straight away, it's like I've been put in situations to kind of push me out of what I was doing to get me into something else, if that makes sense. And yeah, it's been really interesting. Like this year, I've felt a lot of good energy. I feel like I'm in a really good place at the moment. I'm at a beautiful school 3 days a week. All of my kids are just so beautiful. I say my kids, but my students are beautiful. I hardly have, I've got 26 year one, year two students, and they, like almost every single one of them is a dream. And even if they're not a dream, I just love them so much. So it's like, it's just, it's easy for me to go to work most days. And that's doing something completely different to my business, you know, doing readings and seeing clients and doing my healing sessions or doing my group classes. Like, it's very different to what I do at school. And one feeling that I really try to follow is joy. It's like when you're in alignment and when you know you have like reached a milestone or you've learned a lesson or whatever it is, it's like this joy comes into my heart and it is just so overpowering that I almost want to like jump up and down, like with, I'm like so excited. And it's, yeah, it's just, so how I've learned to look at it now in terms of alignment is that frustration means out of alignment and joy means in alignment. And so it's so important to follow that joy.
Yeah. Wow. That is just so lovely to hear. And just to hear someone talk about joy, I immediately feel that like excitement and that like, it's so nice. I'm curious, like how often did you feel joy before, do you think?
That's a really good question. I definitely didn't feel it as much as what I feel now. I felt joy when I got into my uni course to do teaching. I felt joy when I graduated and I have reached the final hurdle. I felt joy when I finished my internship. I felt joy when I got my first teaching job. I felt joy when I got my second teaching job at a new school that I really, really wanted to go to. I felt joy when I moved from the home that I was in to the home that I'm in now. There's been lots of times where I've felt joy, but a lot of the time it's like when you're moving towards something else, or like when you've achieved, when I've achieved something and I'm moving into a next phase or a next journey. It's like that joy comes in to, and I mean, like I feel joy when I see a butterfly at the same time. Like it can be little things like a rainbow. I get so excited about rainbows and butterflies and they bring me joy. So it's like we feel joy in these really big moments, but it's also important to look at joy in smaller moments, like being at the right place at the right time, for example. Like if you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you bump into someone that you've been thinking about, it's like that brings me joy because it's like this coincidence or like this synchronicity has reminded me that I am in the right place at the right time.
You know? Yeah, that's so beautiful. I ask because I don't think I experienced joy in the smaller things up until I looked at my values and like how I'm actually feeling. Because in the past I would I would compare it to something better, or like be worrying about something I said at work yesterday, or what was going to happen tomorrow. Like, it was so fleeting because I was never in the moment. And that's only something that's come to me since I've started working on my business and setting boundaries for myself and all the lovely stuff that, yeah, has come along the way with personal development.
Yeah. And I mean, it's such a journey because like your, so my joy might be your peace, for example, or your calm, you know? So it's really important to tune into yourself and actually work out when you are in alignment, what is this really good feeling that you get to know that you're on the right path? Because for me, it's like joy is overwhelming excitement, but for you, it might be, I actually feel really confident, or I feel really sure of myself, or I feel just grounded and calm, and I know that I've made a good choice. So it's really interesting how different people probably can feel aligned in different ways.
Yeah, so true. And how, I'm going to feel aligned different. Yeah. Before Marnie and I just talk literally all day about all the things, we're going to wrap it up here, but Marnie is going to pull a beautiful card from a deck that definitely came to her for a reason.
Yeah, because I don't use it. I've had one come out straight away. Okay. I'm going to pull another one. Hang on. Okay. The message is, my vibes speak louder than my words.
I love that.
And I actually like this because this really resonates with the conversation about that we talked about friendship and connection and having an open heart. And the energy that you put out is the energy that you attract. So trusting that your vibes, your little message here today, trust that your energy is bringing you the perfect people. Yeah. And what you actually need to do is sit down and you need to think about the energy that you do want to attract, right? So within your clients, within your relationship, within your friendships, sit down and have a little think about, what do my dream clients look like or feel like? You know, and I already get that your relationship is very beautiful. So I feel like your energy is really, really good there anyway. Within your friendships, what sort of friendships do you want to attract? And I'm feeling like this is new friendships for you. Because you're growing and you're expanding and you're branching out into new communities. So have a little think about, what sort of feelings do you want to get from your friends and from your connections that you're bringing into your world? Because like we talked about before, you know, friendships for you are shifting. People that you're bringing into your world is shifting quite dramatically. Yeah. So, and you need to remember as well, and this probably will resonate for a lot of people, is that for every friendship or for any space that opens up in your life, so any friendship that gets let go, it will get replaced with something far better.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's important to do the letting go for the purpose in that you want to attract in something more meaningful, more purposeful, more fulfilling, more supportive.
Preach.
I love that. That's a good message.
Yes. Thank you so much. And the universe has my back.
That's what the bottom card of the deck is always a good one to check too. The universe has my back.
Yeah, so beautiful. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. I've loved this conversation so much.
You're welcome. I've loved it too. I'm so glad that we could finally do it.
Thanks for joining me for another episode of the Mind, Soul, and Spirit podcast. And thank you for joining me for the first episode of Soul Sessions. I really hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye.